Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Is it?
Mary? My name is Chris. I'm with Local Splash.
Hey, Chris.
Just reaching back out to you. I know yesterday you were a little tied up. I think you were at the hospital or something like that. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was for you or for someone else, but.
I signed up with you guys a few months ago back, and we had a lot of issues.
Okay.
So, but I was also seeing the main issue that they forgot to change, because I was trying to see why am I not getting no leads, no calls, is because they never changed my business under automotive services or dent repair. It's been on roofing contractor, and it was never changed.
Right. So I see a couple things. I'm not the person.
And then also the phone number is wrong on one of the, on like the website and all that.
Okay. So let me, sorry to hear that. So first and foremost, I'm definitely new to your account. So I did look at the notes, right? So I think originally you, it was a roofing, right?
We're supposed to do roofing, yeah, because I do roofing with my brother and handyman. And I also do automotive, side job. And it was too much verifications. I couldn't get the roofing thing going. And I asked them, can I just change it to my mobile self-employed business? And they said, yeah. And I did all the verifications, all that. Got on Google. I've been making my customers give me reviews, but it's been on roofing contractors.
Okay. And the company, correct me if I'm wrong, it's Dent Express, DNB, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And on the website, one phone number is a 703-343 something number. That's not my number. This is the number that I'm calling you on. That should be the only number.
Got it. Okay. So, look, first and foremost, I can make sure that I can follow up with your account to make sure all this gets done. I do see a website there that we had made for you. So are you only doing a dent, or are you also doing, like, mobile repair? Or
I have my mobile vehicle. I do dent and scratch repair mobile. So, like, I go to the customer's house or job, and I'll, like, fix a dent or a scratch on spot.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty good business. I acquired that. I had an E46 M3. I don't know if you know those cars.
Oh yeah.
90 dent, and it killed me. So I had to get that little dent removed in the quarter panel.
Of course.
So, but the car is flawless. It's just in immaculate condition. So I had to keep it that way.
Yeah, sounds like a nice car, man.
Yeah. So okay, cool. So I can definitely get all this. Everything verified. So let me just write down some of the concerns. So obviously it's getting your business as Dent Express DNV. You mentioned that you were, give me one second.
I haven't got maybe it's been 7-8 months since I've been trying with this company. And I never got not one phone call. Like it's out of control. Then I saw the last few weeks ago, I just paid attention. It's under roofing contractor. It doesn't add up. You know what I mean?
Right. What company? You mean the, our company or a different company you were with?
Dent Express. Dent Express is coming up as roofing contractor. I have a snapshot of it if you guys want.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well we got to get that corrected and verified. So, I mean, we can definitely reactivate the account. I'll make sure I notate it and get to work on this.
But I know with someone before, I had so many problems. They even said, you know what, we're not going to charge you for this month because we had issues between back and forth, but, you know, it still never did nothing. So I just want to see if we can just start over and, you know, maybe we can work with each other.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. So here's the thing. I'll make sure that I follow up with your account. I just want to notate it as much as possible because at the end of the day, I don't want to have another issue, you know, moving forward. You know, I want to just be cut clear into what you're wanting. And so we're going to verify that we do a NAPW name, address, phone number cleanup. So that's to make sure your phone number is 100% correct across the board, right?
Yeah.
Your website.
I click on the website, it says 703-343-9124. That's not my number.
Got it. Yep, not a problem. So make sure that gets done. And then as far as your Google Business Profile, I'm not quite sure I see one for Dent Express DNV. So I think we're going to have to are you looking at one at your – because I can't find it. I don't know. It's just not popping up for me.
What
am I just – your Google Business Profile for Dent Express DMV. You know what? Yes, I see it. Yep, I see it now. But it's – oh, you're right. it's under roofing contractor. I see what you mean.
Yes, it's like I got involved with the company months ago and they never fixed it. I explained to them 20 times and no one never fixed it. So I'm like, what am I paying for if you're not even putting me in the right area?
Yeah, you got a picture of BMW in the front. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it's listed under roofing contractor, 100%. I mean, I see your reviews are good. You have some really good reviews on there, which is awesome.
Yeah, I still make my customers, you know, go and give me a review and do. But I'm not getting no leads. That's just from customers I'm getting from myself, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Well, look, initially when you started with us, I think I could see here, you started with us on 3/10, which is March 10th of this year, and you were paying you paid $348. There was a setup fee that was charged, so obviously we're not going to charge you a setup fee for that. But the price point you were at was $249, and then what they did is they tried to lower it down to I think they give you like a service credit. So I can get you started at $249 and then get everything up and running as quickly as possible. Make sure you change
your video. Okay, you think you maybe work with me better than that, because I paid and I never got one call. I understand they put the website and everything, but no one seen it because it's under roofing.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Get me up and then give me a week or two and then I can make a payment. I just want to get it up as soon as possible.
Okay, so, well, I mean, so you're saying you don't have funds to reactivate the account?
Not at the moment. I'm waiting for some checks to clear and stuff like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
With me, you know, I've been trying since months and nothing got, you know, really fixed.
Right.
And then with each other, you know.
Yeah. Look, I can talk to my supervisor, and so what I can do is I can get you, let me see. Do you have a Facebook business profile for the company?
I don't really use Facebook and all that. I'm being honest. Long enough Google, that's good for me.
Okay, so yeah, so I can get you in at, if we're just doing the Google, I can get you in at $149. I can get you in at $149, yeah.
Okay, is there any way you guys could start that for me and then give me a couple days a week and I can make that payment? Come with some checks to clear?
Yeah, when would you be able to make a payment for this, something like this?
What are we today?
Today is the 4th of November.
What about the 8th?
The 8th? Okay. All right, I could do this. The 8th is Saturday, so it would have to be on Monday the 10th.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, Monday the
10th. As long as they can get me started now ASAP, that way, you know, maybe I'll get some more business and we can advertise more. And then I also have another question.
Sure.
Because I might be going to Florida for about 3 months.
Okay.
Can I get on Google in Florida too? Can you guys do that eventually? Like make my business there too?
Mm-hmm.
So I can try to generate business through there too?
Yeah, when are you planning to move to Florida?
I'll be there probably in around December. But I go back and forward.
Okay.
But
that's
for the near future if that's something I can be done.
Yeah, that's a good question. I know that if you have an address in Florida, we can possibly get you verified there as well. Okay, so I let me just double check. Google may think
a lot
more.
Yeah, let's work on this one first.
Yeah, and then I'll let you know for the other one on Monday. Okay, so I'll get working on your account to get it active, and then we do need the payment of the $149 on Monday, just to, you know, obviously to be on.
Yeah, I could definitely do that, you're gonna say automotive services or debt repair when people start.
Okay.
It's not going to be in the roofing, right?
Yeah, no, most definitely. That's the number one thing I'm going to focus on, and then make sure your phone number is correct all across the board. So that's 100% what we're going to be able to do for you.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So I'll get working on the account, and then I'll follow up with you on Monday to get that. What time do you think would be a good time to follow up?
We're on 10 a.m.
Around this time? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I'll follow up around this time, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, sounds good. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you, Eric. Have a good rest of your day. Okay. Bye-bye.